knock on our door. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that love is a ball again. Love is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
Glad that's over with.
Oh, what a tough day at the emergency ward.
Stabbing, shootings, auto accidents, blood all over the place. I mean, I've never seen so much gore. We did so many stitches, I thought we'd run out of thread. And that one guy, we should have never asked him to take off his shirt. It was the only thing holding him together.
Aren't you going to eat that sandwich?
I may never eat again.
Oh, great idea.
Don't!
Hey, ladies.
Hi, Jack. How was your convention?
Oh, it was fantastic. The keynote speaker was a guy just like me.
Yeah.
He started out with one little coffee shop, and now he has restaurants all over the country. You know how he did it?
Who cares how he did it? Is he married?
No. Wait. What he had to say about being a success? He said, you want to be a success? Well, you got to have perseverance. You got to work 24 hours a day with no distractions.
Well, that lets you out.
Yeah, you'd have to give up girls.
So I could do that.
Oh, sure, Jack. For about 2 days.
That long? I'll give him about 2 days.
Oh, you two are so cute. Want to make a little roommate wager here?
Yeah.
All right, how about $25 that says you cannot stay away from girls for 1 week?
You're on.
He'll never make it.
Not a chance.
Excuse me. If that is someone of the female persuasion, tell her I'm not interested. Thank you.
Oh, hi, Mr. Furley.
There's a leak in your shower and it's dripping down into my bathroom.
Oh, and you came by to fix it?
No, I just came by to tell you about it. I don't care if the whole building floats away.
Curly, come on in here. Gee, is something wrong?
What makes you think there's something wrong? Just because I have no future? No little woman? No little Furleys running around? Like my brother Bart? Life is just passing me by.
Oh, Mr. Furley!
Why don't you talk like that?
Calm down, Mr. Furley.
Well, look at me. A 40-year-old man. And what good have I done in this world? I'm useless. I'm not good for anything or anybody.
Oh, hi, Mr. Furley. How are things?
Oh, Jack, Mr. Furley's real depressed. He feels useless.
That never depressed him before.
Oh, you're a real big help, Jack.
You want to get that, Mr. Sympathy?
Sure. Come in.
Great news, Jocko. It's singles night at the Regal Beagle.
I'm not interested.
If you don't know that by now, Larry, you must be out to lunch. Oh, I feel terrible.
Hey, I have an idea. Larry, why don't you take Mr. Furley with you?
What?
Yeah, and Jack will go along to keep you company.
I already
right
told you.
Aye,
aye! Let go of the hair. I'll go.
Oh, good. Okay, Mr. Furley, you just get off the couch here and you go downstairs and you get yourself all prettied up, okay?
Well, all right. I'll meet you downstairs in 5 minutes.
Singles night!
Woo! I'm gonna dab on some of my new cologne. Drives women crazy. Smells like money.
on, Jack. Here you go. Before you have a chance to change your mind.
Wait a second. Why can't you girls take Furley out?
Because we're going to meet some friends at the movies.
Yeah.
Now, come on.
Well, wait a minute. Don't forget. Hey, girls. It's singles night at the Beagle. Aren't you afraid I'm going to cheat on our bet?
Not with Mr. Furley as your date.
It's going to be a long night.
This will never work. I'll never meet a girl.
Sure you will. Just watch and learn. Oh, hi there. Didn't I meet you at the Roberts?
Oh, you're a friend of Phil Roberts.
Good old Philzy. We're like that.
Yeah, well, any friend of Phil Roberts can drop dead.
Did you see the way she kicked him?
Yeah, everybody's having fun but me.
Hey, there's a very pretty woman.
Where?
Right over there at that booth, see? She's all alone.
Hubba, hubba. Jack, she's looking this way.
Quick, smile at her.
She's smiling back at me. What should I do?
Say hello.
Hello.
Not to me, to her.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Huh? Oh. Hello. I was just wondering if you'd mind if. Well, the fact is, I just happened to be passing by your immediate area here.
Oh, do sit down.
I was wondering if I could sit down.
Oh, thank you. I wouldn't mind if I did.
I'm Martha.
I'm Furley. Or Ralph. Oh. Actually, I'm Ralph and Furley.
Oh, you have the nicest eyes.
Oh. Well, I try to take good care of them. You know, like closing them at night and things like that.
Listen, since you seem to be alone, I was wondering if you and we...
Are you trying to pick me up?
Oh, no. No, I've never...
Oh, that's too bad. I was hoping you were.
Huh?
You mean you and me?
Oh, yes. Oh, the only thing is I'm meeting a girlfriend here, and, well, I couldn't do anything without including her.
Well, you wait right here. I've got just the friend for your friend.
Jack, guess what?
You got a date.
I did better than that. I got one for you, too.
Well, good.
No, Mr. Furley.
Come on, Jack. She's meeting a girlfriend here, and she won't go out with me unless
Mr.
you...
Furley, I'd love to help you out, but, you know, the way I am...
Well, you can take it, Jack. Sometimes you even fool me.
I know, but it takes so much out of me.
Oh, please, Jack. Who else have I got to turn to?
Mr. Furley, I'm...
Would you believe I've been kicked, slapped, and had an olive shoved up my nose?
Larry would be glad to help you, RF.
Larry, thank you. Thank you.
I won't forget this.
Thank you. I won't forget this either.
Forget what? What is he talking about?
Well, the girl, the woman so that Furley picked up is expecting a friend, see? So this is your chance to help Furley.
Are you crazy?
Oh, come on, Larry. So what if your date turns out to be a little on the mature side?
Forget it, Jocko.
Oh, thanks a lot. I am deeply disappointed in you, Larry. I mean, all I ask is for one lousy favor.
You're disappointed in me, huh? Well, let me tell you something, chum. Deeply disappointed in myself. I mean, I can't do
one little favor for my friend.
You mean you'll do it?
For you, I shall make the supreme sacrifice.
After all, what are friends for?
Excuse me.
It's so nice to see you.
Hi there.
How have you been?
Just
how are things
fine.
At home?
Fine, thank
everything
you.
All right?
Great. Excuse me.
Huh? You know her? Oh, well, yeah, Larry, I took her out once.
Why only once?
Believe me, Larry, she's the nicest girl you'd ever want to meet.
So that's why.
Besides, I didn't really want to get married.
She wants to get married?
Well, yeah, her father's a minister. He said he'd do it for free. Oh, my back. My back just went out. Poor Lair.
Yeah, it's an old basketball injury. It kept me from turning pro.
You're going to have to take over. Excuse me. Get someone to look at that.
What happened to Larry?
He had a wedding to miss.
Well, Jack, whether you like it or not, you're stuck.
Oh, shuckums, am I?
Act like a man. She'll never know.
Hi, again.
Hi.
Jack, this is Martha, my date.
Hi, Jack.
And I'm yours.
Are you?
It's nice to meet you.
Well, now.
Weren't you going to take Martha back to your apartment for a little drink?
I was? Oh, yeah. Why don't we all go back to my apartment for a drink?
All?
Sounds like fun to me.
Yeah.
But, Mr. Furley, I...
Ella? Do you play checkers?
Well, yes.
See, Jack? You're all set.
Yeah.
Hubba, hubba. There you go.
Ooh. Your move, Jack.
I don't think I can make it.
Oh, you don't have to be shy with me.
Well, maybe with your help. I can overcome it.
Oh, I'll help all I can.
Jack!
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
How you doing?
Oh, Mr. Furley, it was awful. I had to touch her.
Well, nobody said it was going to be easy. Say, you know what this party needs? A little soft music.
Oh, right.
Oh, come on, let's dance.
Oh, excuse me.
Hey, Jack, she's not going to bite. There.
Oh, my God.
That's better.
Listen, it's so nice out. Why don't we take a walk?
Sure. Where?
Up to my apartment.
To a night that will live in our memory forever.
Oh, Ralph, you're so romantic.
Smooth.
You ought to try some of this, Jack.
Jack? Where'd they go?
I guess they just stepped out. So, here we are. All alone.
Yeah. Alone?
Well, are you all right?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Well, good. Come sit down.
Okay.
No. Sit over here.
Is something...
nothing wrong.
Well, this is going to come as a big surprise to you, but I'm not the ladies' man everybody thinks I am.
No.
I knew you'd be surprised. But the fact is, I don't have much luck with women.
Oh, Ralph. Kiss me.
What?
Kiss me. It's no good.
Give me a chance. It takes me a while to get started.
No, Ralph. It's not you. It's Howard.
Howard!
We've been going together for 5 years, and then we had a fight, and I haven't seen him since.
Well, why don't you just forget about him?
I can't. Oh, Ralph, what am I gonna do?
Hey, come on now, Martha.
No, Martha.
Stop it! Shame on you!
What?
Just because of a little quarrel, you're gonna let 5 years of love and understanding go down the drain?
Well, what can I do?
You can call him.
Oh, no, no, I couldn't.
Yes, you can.
Oh, no.
Here.
Oh.
Call.
Oh, I don't, I...
Come on, go ahead, dial.
But it's long distance.
Long distance? Oh, what the hell? Go ahead, dial, woman.
Yes, Ralph. I think you're wonderful. Wonderful. Full bodied.
Yes, I noticed.
Well, what do you want to do now?
Well, I have 8 or 9 ideas.
Well, no, there's nothing in your eye, Miss Simmons.
Well, hi, girls.
Hi, Jeff.
Ellen, these are my 2 roommates, Terry and Janet.
Roommates?
Yeah. Terry's the pretty blonde, and Janet is the other one.
Jack, honey, could we see you out in the kitchen for just a minute?
We want to talk about $25. Would you excuse us, Ellen?
Jack, what is going on here?
Nothing. They're very nice girls. They just have some serious financial problems.
Pay up, Casanova. We caught you out there with that girl.
Ow. That was no girl. That's a businesswoman.
Jack, you mean you went out and picked up a...
Oh, Janet! Come on, now. Her business happens to be restaurant management. Terry, I met her at the convention, and I asked her politely if she would like to come home with me and teach me things.
Sure. At this hour of the night.
This was the only free time she had. She's a very busy businesswoman.
What about Mr. Furley? Now, you were supposed
to... Mr. Furley is fine. He's downstairs right now with a very lovely woman named Martha.
Oh?
Yes, so if you'll excuse me, I'd like to get back to business. Thank you.
Business, huh?
Yeah.
Listen, Ellen, we're gonna have to leave.
Hi again.
You know, Jack was just telling us how much you knew about restaurants.
Yeah, so we wanted to ask you a question.
Wait, Janet.
If you had a small, medium-priced restaurant that seated 36 people with a monthly overhead of, say, $2,000, how many people would you have to serve before you could show a profit?
Listen, why don't I take you home so you can look on your computer?
Well, now, if costs include rent, utility, and all salaried employees, with the average meal costing about $8, you'd need to serve between 240 and 265 servings, depending on whether wine is served, which would add $1.85 to the average bill.
Yeah. Well, that's what we thought, too.
Is there anything else you'd like to know?
No. No,
We better be hitting the rack. I'm really tired. It was a long movie.
Oh, yes, me too. I can hardly keep my eyes open.
Good night, Jack.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, girls. You know so much about restaurants.
Oh, I work for a CPA, and we have several restaurants as clients.
Oh, God.
Jack, what is with those girls?
Yeah, well, they're tremendously nosy, especially the little dark one.
Well, now, where were we?
I think we were right about here. You're seeing. I was. Miss Simmons here was just demonstrating me the problems of sexual harassment that she faces day in and day out on her. Oh, what the heck here?
Okay, Jack. You can drop the act now.
Why, Mr. Furley, what brings you here?
I just had to come up and tell you how great I feel.
You mean you and Martha?
That's right. I did it. I got her and her boyfriend back together again.
You what?
Yeah, see, she was so unhappy because they'd broken up, so I made her call him.
Mr. Furley, what a wonderful thing for you to do.
Yeah, sure is great to be needed.
Oh. Well, if you'll excuse me, I've got to be getting home now.
I'll take you.
Oh, no. I'll take her home.
Oh, Mr. Furley.
Jack, after what you've been through tonight, it's the least I can do.
Oh, no, Mr. Furley.
And I will explain to her what a great sacrifice you made tonight.
No, no, don't do that. No, Mr. Furley, could I speak to you? Hang on, just one second. Aria, could I? Mr. Furley, don't. Mr. Furley.
Poor Jack, you lost your girl.
And your 25 bucks.
Give me that. Yeah. Jack, do you still have the keys to my car?
Here.
Oh, thanks. What's the matter?
Oh.
You don't look too happy.
I had a miserable time tonight.
Really?
Yeah. That serves me right after the way I conned you.
You conned me?
About Ellen. She's really a very warm, loving, and tremendously eager to please girl, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Well, forget it. Those things happen. See ya.
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you driving this late at night?
Oh, Mr. Furley's car wouldn't start, so he asked me to take Ellen home.
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.